How is everybody this evening?
Good.
Fantastic. Braylon's got it right on the money. I've got her trained well. She's pretty loud too sometimes. So. She got it honest, that's for sure. No joke, I used to ask her sometimes, I'd be at their house, why are you talking so loud? And her parents would look at me like, really? Really? So, anyhow. But that's okay, I'll own it. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer tonight to thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for everything that we have in our lives. It's because of you. And we like to thank you for the gift of eternal life with you in glory when we pass away from this earthly body, from this fleshly body that we are in right now. Please be with all of us tonight as we read some of your word, talk about some of it. Please help us to understand it so that it may strengthen our faith in you. Please be with all who could not make it here tonight, Lord. Please lift them up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know if any of you have seen the track that we have. It's called A Bridge to Life. I passed a bunch of them out on Saturday. I see some people here that I know have copies because I personally handed them to them on Saturday, excuse me. So my message is coming from that track. I've got a little more information than what the track has in it, but that's okay. God loves us and wants to experience life with us. Now I got to get my glasses. Wasn't prepared. All right, so God loves us and wants us to experience life with Him. See, it's a good thing I put my glasses on. Yeah, now I got it. So, He wants a relationship with us, and we need a relationship with Him.
Amen.
There's a big difference there. The Bible says in 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So we need to recognize that God's very essence is love. And this should shape our understanding of his actions and character. If you don't understand what God's doing, just think about love. Everything he does is out of love. He is love. And that's where all of our love comes from. So encourage believers to remain in love, which is evidence of their relationship with God and a reflection of a presence in their life. If he is in your life, you cannot help but show his presence, and you show that with love, by love. John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. But our sins separates us from God and severs a relationship with God. Isaiah 59:2 says, but your iniquities has separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. That's quite a lot to have, quite a lot to decipher. But it tells us everything we need to know. Moral wrongdoings are the same as sins. And they are both contrary. They go against God's laws. Your sins have hidden his face, it says in that scripture. That's a metaphor for God's withdrawal of favor and presence in your life. When you sin, you separate yourself from God. And He withdraws His favor and presence in your life. This means that the Holy Spirit will hold back blessings due to disobedience. Now this sounds like it's getting pretty bad, but it will get better before I'm done here.
God is good.
That's right, all the time. So that He will not hear, it says in that verse, pertains to our prayers. Because of our sins and disobedience, our prayers may not be answered with the results that we want. How can we ask Him for something when we have been disobedient, when we have sinned against Him? When kids are bad to their parents and are disobedient, calm down, Braylon. When they're disobedient, the parents don't reward them. Don't give them everything they want, they punish them. And there are circumstances for everything in our lives. Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So Jesus died for us, rose again, paying the penalty for our sin. We talked a lot about this morning in Bible study. Nothing we can do, in other words, good deeds, religion, prayer, nothing will remove our sins and repair our separation. The only way to bridge that gap is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." And Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates His own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I'm not done yet. Ephesians 2:8 through 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." And I got one more. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, absolutely no one, except through me," is what Jesus said. He didn't say the absolutely no one part. I added that in there. So. But that's true. The only way to the Father is through Jesus. So those four scriptures alone tell us that Jesus is the only way. The only way. There's no other way. If somebody tries to tell you there's another way, they're lying, turn around and walk away. Stay away from them. So, will you turn to God and place your trust in Him? Of course we do.
Absolutely.
Knowing what Jesus did for you is so important, but that knowledge will do you no good unless you repent, which is saying that you turn from your own ways and you turn toward the ways of Jesus Christ. Put your faith and total trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we talk about repent, you often hear or read the word turn. When they're talking about forgiveness of sins, turning away, that is repenting. You want to keep that relationship strong and open, the communication strong and open at all times. And if you are not sure, you think in your head, "Did I just sin?" It does not hurt to pray and ask for forgiveness and repent. Don't take any chances. Nothing's ever a maybe here. It's either you're in 100% or you're out. In Romans 10:9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised from the dead, you will be saved. That's a good part of a salvation prayer right there. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord, in Romans 10:13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Matthew 10:32, therefore whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. In other words, he will speak to the Father for you. He will be our intercessor. I guess that's the right word, intercessor. Intercessor. All we have to do is pray. And when we pray and or finish that prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Because anything we ask through Jesus will get to the Father. So we all stumble while on our Christian journey because of our sins. The great thing is the gift of eternal life that was given to us through Jesus Christ. He took the sins of the world, all the sins of the world, with Him on the cross and was a sacrifice for those sins to be forgiven, past, present, and future. When God sees us now, He don't see any sin in us. Because that's one thing that God will not allow in heaven is sin. He sees no sin in us. All we have to do is repent. Our sin separates us. It'll hurt our relationship with the Lord. That's why it's so important to repent. That stumble will create separation from Christ. Being saved and sealed in the Holy Spirit does not stop us from stumbling, but it definitely helps us along that journey. The Holy Spirit, even when we stumble, the Holy Spirit's in our mind telling us, don't do that. Don't do that. And then sometimes the human side of us says, oh yeah, watch this. Here, hold my soda. So, it does not allow us from stumbling. It does not stop us from stumbling, but does allow us to repent of our sins and repair our separation and our relationship with Christ. Any comments or questions? By a show of hands, who's hungry? That was a pretty good response right there. Pretty good response. All right, well, I'm going to close in prayer. I'll ask the Lord to bless the food. We had a nice short little nugget, so everybody can go eat, get home at a decent hour. Everybody bow your head. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the Word that we have from You. All the true Word that's in this Bible, the Word that we live our life by. Our roadmap to walk the walk we need to walk. We thank You so much for Your Son Jesus, who has made a way for us and is our intercessor to You, is our way to You. He is always there speaking on our behalf. We thank You so much for that, Lord. It's one of these things that you just cannot help to talk about. It brings joy to everybody. It's something we all need to hear over and over and over again. Lord, again, I thank You for that. Lord, please bless the food that we are about to eat. Please be with us in fellowship. Let us sit and worship You at the same time we eat. Praise You in fellowship. Talk about You. Lord, please bless the hands that are also going to clean up the mess and the hands that prepare the food. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.